The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises, with further assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon. This is WFHB ace reporter Vaughn Sanity, interrupting our lame regular programming to regularly bring you coverage of this important conference about to take place at Ivy Tech Community College. As yet, we don't know what this is all about, but college officials have said they intend to rewrite the cultural and educational history of Monroe County and the entire state of Indiana. Oh, yes. Ivy Tech Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is about to step up to the podium, folks. Dwayne, is our mic turned on and ready to go?
Yeah, of course it's on. You think I'm some kind of bumbling idiot, unworthy of standing in your shadow or something?
Well, actually, I do, but it's...
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Is this thing turned on?
Whoops. Guess it wasn't. Oh, here.
Oh, that's better. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the press, and thank you for coming. I'm about to make an announcement that will revolutionize not only the education world, but the culinary world as well. Many of you know that Ivy Tech Community College recently announced a partnership with a certain fast food chain, and we're very pleased at how well our graduates are able to say the words, "You want fries with that?" Despite this success, though, I felt something was lacking. Then I realized we were overlooking the potential of the slow food market. So I reached out to the area's best-known entrepreneur, the famous Fiddlin' Joe, and after a fruitful series of talks, I'm delighted to say that Ivy Tech has come to a full partnership agreement with the country's finest slow food chain, Arby's Roadkill A-Go-Go. It's a new day for Ivy Tech. Now our graduates can become proficient in skills such as the spotting and classification of roadkill. They will also learn how to prepare and plate it simply and tastefully, and be able to say to their customers, "You want flies with that?" And you know, you all know that due to certain legal considerations, Fiddlin' Joe never allows himself to be photographed or to appear in public. I can tell you that I found him to be witty and charming and pretty darn cute during our negotiations. So while he's not here today, he sent his chief nutritionist and head chef, Wolfgang Schmuck, to answer your questions. Chef Schmuck, please take the podium.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, we here at Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises and at Arby's Roadkill A-Go-Go are delighted with this partnership. These here charts and graphs I have will explain the commercial success of Arby's Roadkill A-Go-Go and demonstrate how nutritional our food is.
I'm with USA Today, and can we get some copies of pie charts and graphs, please?
Well, stick around after we're done, and I'll bake you a pie chart. Yeah. Now, if there are no other questions at this time...
Just a minute, roadkill boy. You think you can get away with this? I'm an investigative reporter.
Uh-oh.
Charts and graphs mean nothing to me. Isn't it true that Fiddlin' Joe is under investigation by at least 7 different federal bodies on charges too numerous to list? And isn't it true that the food he sells as organic is, in fact, composed of entirely of chemicals and a few geodes? What do you say to that, schmuck?
Well, there is only one response to your impertinent questions, young lady.
Let's hear it, then.
Live from high above the center of beautiful downtown Bloomington, it's the Firehouse Funny!
Good afternoon and welcome to Forbidden Vegetables, the Firehouse Follies Winter Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Salvaggi Thompson Roberts Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Today's show features an encore appearance by our friends Harpeth Rising, along with the WFHB Gospel Girls, the Firehouse Rounders, the Unusual Suspects Radio Acting Troupe, and Tony Brewer on sound effects.
Tony! Tony! He's our man! If he can't make the sound, no one can! Yay! Rock! Tony!
We're sponsored today by Ivy Tech Community College and, as always, Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises. I'm Dan Salvaggi. Friends, Colonel Kelsey is inching up on a big birthday, so our musicians have gotten together to present both sides of the aging story.
Now I'm leaving this very you better get yourself to that blacksmith shop. Oh, yeah, now. Have yourself overhauled. There's nothing about you, honey, makes a good woman want to fall. Oh. Now listen here. Nobody wants a little baby when a real man can be found. Well, you've been a good old wagon, Daddy, but you done broke. You done broke down, baby.
I'd like to introduce one gentleman who is aged and mellow, and another who's broken down, though, to be honest, I'm not sure who is which, let alone what's what. But anyway, here are Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And before we go any further, I'd like to point out that I saw Colonel Kelsey leaving the wagon repair shop yesterday.
There was nothing they could do for me, Richard. The wheels kept coming off my spokes.
Well, you're like an old Studebaker. It's hard to tell if you're coming or going. There's several people who got that joke. Thank you. We have oxygen available in the lobby.
You know, Richard, I am really pleased, though. I got to tell you this. I just got a Fiddlin' Joe rotary dial smartphone, and my IQ is up 10 points already.
Oh, so you're off the endangered species list now?
One more major upgrade, and I will be. But things have changed so much in my life, Richard. I remember when my mother would give me a dollar to go to the store. I'd come home with 2 dozen eggs, 2 loaves of bread, a pound of hamburger, and a couple of cartons of milk.
Oh, can't do that anymore.
Nah, they got security cameras everywhere now.
Take selfies to a whole new level. But moving on, Colonel Kelsey, what do we have to look forward to today?
Yeah, it's going to be another great show, Richard. In addition to our expose of the state of Indiana's attempts to make certain vegetables forbidden.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're dipping into that story, are we? I call it raw journalism.
We will be reuniting with two of our favorite characters.
Oh, yes. You must mean Penelope Pringle, vascular recovery nurse. Yes, and opera girl. The only opera singer in the world to accompany herself on the fiddle.
That's right.
All right, so what do you say we get this show on the road before you get even older?
That is a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, these three young ladies are all recent graduates of the IU Jacobs School of Music, where they specialized in classical music, until Jordana Greenberg took a class in the economics of music through the Kelly Jacobs School of Music Entrepreneurship and came to realize that there is no money in the classics. Being a quick study, she turned to the world of folk music, where the big bucks abound.
I thought those were all out at Lake Griffey.
And where there's a lot more dough. Now she's able to use her musical skills and still make a comfortable living. Join us now in welcoming Harpeth Rising.
Thank you. We're so excited to be back in Bloomington today, playing at Firehouse Follies again. And we're Harpeth Rising, and for those of you who don't know exactly what a Harpeth is, we're named for a beautiful little river that runs through Nashville, Tennessee. That's where the band makes its home. I have to say, none of us play the harp, so I hope you weren't expecting a harp. You know, we travel around in a Toyota Prius, so I just don't know how that would work. So normally we play original music with three-part harmony vocals, but unfortunately today our lead singer Jordana has laryngitis, so we're going to shake up things a little bit. We have something a little unusual for you. We're going to be doing a couple of instrumentals, and we're going to take you on a musical journey through the 1960s and 70s British invasion, sort of like Monsters of Rock, a la Harpeth Rising. So we're going to go across the pond now, and we'll start with a band that I think we can all agree is, they're pretty well known, the Beatles.
Thank you.
Carpath Rising, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back later in the show. Now we'd like to change the scene to a cafeteria in a major hospital.
That is my old flame, Penelope Pringle, the world's finest vascular recovery nurse.
Dr. Hunk, I was never your flame, but you did make a real ash of yourself a few times.
Well, yes, that's right. But be that as it may, however, I haven't seen you around for some time. How are things in the vascular recovery unit? Flowing well, I suppose?
Actually, Doctor, I am no longer Penelope Pringle. Vascular recovery nurse.
No?
I have changed my specialty.
Oh.
I am now Penelope Pringle. DIY surgery consultant nurse.
Oh, well. Why the change of jobs? I hope you didn't feel your very heroic efforts in vascular recovery were all in vain.
Well, to tell you the truth, Dr. Hunk, I thought we'd mind that vein for all the irony we could find in it. It's nothing more than an open pit now. Besides, I got tired of the organ theme. The new one's much better.
Yes, it is. I see. But I'm afraid I'm hopelessly out of date with medical jargon. What precisely is a DIY surgery center, and what do you do there?
It's a do-it-yourself surgery center. It's the governor's newest approach to cutting medical costs. He says, since being sick is ennobling, we don't need to spend any state money on health care. He thinks folks need to accept responsibility for their own healing.
Oh, yeah. Well, do-it-yourself surgery. That means people don't use doctors?
That's right.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Oh, I'm so glad you agree, Dr. Hunk. It's dangerous, and it perverts medical ethics.
Well, yeah, but more than that, how will I get paid? My ex-wives aren't going to like this, you know. A bunch of money-grubbing little dandelions that they are.
I'm shocked to hear you speak like that, Dr. Hunk. I would never have dreamed that any man I thought was attractive could be so callous in his attitude toward his ex-wives, not to mention his patients.
Well, perhaps I spoke too hastily. Are you saying that you find me attractive?
Well, I might, if...
If what? What would I have to do to get you to change your mind about me, my fair daffodil?
Well, if we were working in the center together at the helpless do-it-yourself surgery center, I might have a better chance to, you know, evaluate you and your attitudes toward humanity in general.
Oh, are you helpless, huh? Well, yes. Say no more, my sweet Petunia. If you're on board, I'd be honored to be a part of the DIY Surgery Center. Would I have to do anything?
Oh, not much.
Oh, good.
Nurses do all the real work.
Just like usual, yes.
The way it works is people call in when they're ready to self-administer a surgical procedure, and we talk them through the process.
Oh.
We're like a computer tech support line, except we speak English and actually answer the phone when it rings.
I see, so I won't have to move to India. That's very good. Yeah. When can I start?
We can head over there right now.
Well, let's pedal on over then, my fragrant rose.
Told my insurance man I'm sick and have no dough. Told my insurance man my brain was running slow. And my insurance man, he told me where to go. He said, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, call up the DIY Center. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, the DIY Center.
Oh, Penelope. Oh, I'm glad to see you. Remember Alfonso?
The guy who needs brain surgery?
Yeah, that's the guy. Well, he's ready, and he wants us to talk him through it. I can help with things, but this really is brain surgery, Penelope. Can you take this one?
Sure, John. John, this is Dr. Hunk.
Hi there.
Hello.
He'll be helping us out from time to time. Dr. Hunk, can you help us talk this guy through a brain surgery?
Well, what are his symptoms?
Symptoms? Irritability? Political rage, and he's got a lot, and I mean a lot of pressure on his brain.
Oh, well, we should be able to fix that.
Hello? DIY Surgery Center Consultation Room. This is John speaking. This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
John, it's Alfonso. I'm ready for this. Can we get started?
Oh, sure thing, Alfonso. Look, if you could just verify your date of birth, and I'll hand you right over to Penelope, who will be your consulting nurse for the day.
Yes, that's 12-14-65.
Hi, Alfonso. I'm Penelope, and I'll be your nurse today. Could you verify your date of birth for me, please?
12-14-65.
Oh, happy birthday, Alfonso. If you listen carefully and do everything we say, there's a sporting chance you'll have more of them.
That's very comforting.
First, let's go through our checklist.
Okay.
Approximately 100 pictures of cute cats from Facebook.
Ooh, little bub, cool. Okay, check.
Several political commentaries from Facebook on the last elections.
Check.
One bottle of cheap whiskey.
Got two, just in case.
Oh, good thinking. One ball peen hammer.
Check.
Duct tape.
Check.
Circular saw.
Check.
Tweezers and pliers.
Check.
Wet dry shop vac.
Check.
Sharpie.
Check.
Great, Alfonso. You're well equipped.
I've heard that before.
That's a different surgery. Did you fix up a bunch of the mirrors like we told you so you can see the back of your head and the top of your head?
I did. I'm looking at the top of my head now. Damn.
What is it, Alfonso? Is there a problem?
I'll say. I had no idea that bald spot up there was that big.
You will have to call back. That's another procedure. Right now, I want you to quickly look through all of the Facebook cat pictures.
Okay. Puppy cat. Some ugly cat. Okay, all right. I've seen them all now.
Now, read all of the internet commentary on the elections. How do you feel now?
Really woozy.
Good. That's good. Now, take the hammer and hit yourself in the head with it a couple of times. Did you feel anything?
Not a thing.
Oh, good. The local anesthetic is in place.
That's really remarkable.
Well, we've found that exposure to certain aspects of Facebook is so mind-numbing that it's the perfect anesthetic.
I must remember that. Ether keeps getting higher.
And so am I.
Alfonso, pour about half the bottle of cheap whiskey over your head and rub it in well.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, Alfonso, this is important. Use the Sharpie to mark a place on your forehead about a half inch under your scalp line, and then, holding your head very level and very still, switch on the circular saw. Remember, measure twice, cut once. Now, carefully cut through the top of your skull, then turn the saw off, grab your hair, gently remove the top of your skull, and put it down. If there's any bleeding, rub some whiskey on it.
Oh, it looks okay now.
Now, Alfonso, using the mirrors, look inside the top of your skull. Do you see a bunch of slimy and disgusting stuff?
Sure do, and some cobwebs as well.
Alfonso, this is Dr. Hunk speaking. Now, you use the shop vac to clear out the cobwebs, all right? All right, now look back toward the back of your skull. Do you see two red wires and two blue wires?
Yeah, they're all plugged into something.
Oh, all four of them. Well, just as I thought. You have CFPT.
CFPT? What's that, and how do you spell it?
It's all right, I waited for that. Cross-firing political tendencies. You're going to have to remove two of those wires. Now first, rats, I can never remember which one is first. Flip a coin, my fair gladiolus.
Heads, Doctor, but you never said which...
That's all right, never mind. Now, first, gently remove the red wire from the extreme right.
Got it.
All right, now, take the blue one from the extreme left.
Okay, it's out. Hey, this is great. I don't feel angry anymore. I'm much calmer than I was.
Okay, Alfonso, we're about finished. Put the top of your skull back on and secure it.
Oh. Okay, that's finished. Just out of curiosity, what would have happened if I pulled the blue one out first?
You'd have had a craving for tea. Then your head would have exploded.
Drink the rest of the whiskey and get some sleep. I'm going to take two aspirin, and I'll call you in the morning.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Penelope, that's the 20th doctor you've gotten to help us so far. How are you doing this?
Well, John, as they say in the insurance trade, perverse incentives. It works every time. Doctors are so predictable.
Now, Penelope, I must say, that was quite impressive, really.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. We have hopes of this becoming a reality TV series. Huh? We'll call it Here Comes Hoosier Boo Boo. And we couldn't have done it without you.
Well, it's all right. I can take it off my taxes. Now, shall we go out for dinner, my gorgeous little Venus flytrap?
Oh, Doctor, I like the cut of your pruning shears.
Boom, 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 boom. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, call up the DIY Center. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, the DIY Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Slips away, 'cause your baby's so far away, and there's a rose and a kissed glove, and the eagle flies with the dove, and if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. And there's a rose in the fisted glove, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
I can lose my car keys, mislay my hat. I can leave my cell phone in the laundromat. A planet Earth, well, it just slips my mind. I never was too good track of time, but I never forget. I never forget. Never forget to boogie. I'm just funny that way. Somebody help me to find my car. It's a silver Saturn, it can't be far. What you bet my keys are locked in the trunk. I might as well be permanently drunk. But I never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie. Gonna see my baby, I'm always late. Stuffing my icebox way past their date. Well, my good intentions ain't good enough. I got to get up on top of this stuff. And it can't be soon enough, cause I never forget. Never forget. Never forget to boogie. Yeah. Well now, what's that you said? I lost the thread. I can't believe what you said. You said you saw me. You said we're through. You said I'm good for nothing, but honey, that's what I do. I never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie. It's uppermost on my mind. I never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie. Never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie.
I never, never,
never forget, never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie.
Don't you ever,
never forget, never forget to boogie.
To boogie,
never forget to boogie. We never forget, never forget, never forget to boogie.
No, we never, never forget, forget,
never forget, never forget to boogie.
Oh no, yeah. Thank you so much,
Kathy Norton. We can't afford a new TV.
Because Daddy's too cheap to make support payments.
That's right, dear. Oh, if only I had a way to spy on Daddy, to prove that he's spending a fortune on his girlfriend and not a penny on us.
Well, this is your lucky day, Mommy. Fiddlin' Joe hears you loud and clear, and he's got a new product for unfortunate folks such as yourselves.
Fiddlin' Joe? I know he's a great man with a host of wonderful products, but how can he help me? I need a spy.
And a spy you shall have. Actually, you'll have two spies. I'm talking about Fiddlin' Joe's new line of domestic drones.
Drones? But how can I afford to buy a drone? And how would I ever learn to use one? I can barely use my Fiddlin' Joe rotary dial smartphone.
Well, now, we're not talking pricey, high-tech drones here. Let me introduce you to your low-tech, feet-on-the-street, cheap drones. This here's Billy Bob.
Pleased to meet you. I'd be happy to be your drone. Did you ever think about investing in the stock market, also known as the equity market?
And over here is Ashley. They're two of our best drones.
Charmed, I'm sure. We'll keep an eye on the no-good Claude for you and let you know what's going on. Have you considered changing your hair color? My sister's a beautician and could help you with that.
They don't seem to be making any sense. They're just droning on.
Well, that's exactly what we pay them for. They follow your ex around and drone into their cell phones. Nobody notices people who do that. And the cell phones translate the droning into meaningful sentences describing what they've seen. Allow me to demonstrate.
My car gets 60 miles to the gallon. How about yours? And it's got a full racing head.
And this is what he was actually saying.
Subject just kissed a beautiful blonde and gave her a huge wad of cash.
Oh, my. Now, this is a product I can use. Dear, we'll have your new TV in no time, thanks to Fiddlin' Joe.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. I love you, Mommy, and I love Fiddlin' Joe, too.
That's Fiddlin' Joe's low-tech domestic drones. Try them out today, folks.
It's winter, the time for snowstorms, cars skidding around on slick roads as motorists addressed happy seasonal greetings to other motorists who've cut them off.
Yeah, buddy, yeah.
Cars crashing into one another. and the euphonious sounds of police car sirens, ambulance sirens, and the sirens used by ambulance-chasing lawyers, and, of course, those quaint French police sirens that the city picked up on the cheap.
Parlez-vous français? Je ne sais quoi. Woo-woo. Emergency. Disaster.
Finny? That might be enough for the average person to dream of the life on the beach. Surrounded by beautiful women, slathering on sunscreen, and then watching the water skiers, and listening to the sounds of rum being poured into their glasses. But really, most of us don't realize how lucky we've been so far this winter.
Wait, lucky?
Lucky, you may not realize it, but back in November, a colossal winter storm system, dubbed El Bad Boy by the meteorologists, was massing its considerable forces together in a deserted part of Alaska, preparing for an all-out assault on, of all places, Bloomington, Indiana. But why Bloomington, you might ask?
Why Bloomington?
Thank you for asking. Glad you did. El Bad Boy was working with his old friend, Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff has long held a grudge against his former buddy, Little Jackie Paper, who let him down so many years ago. Little Jackie Paper retired after a long and successful career in the news business, where he was known as Little Jackie Paperboy. And is living in Bloomington now, using an alias we're not allowed to mention on the air. This could have been disaster for Bloomington.
Oh, disaster.
But a great American hero learned of this plot and was determined to thwart it. Who was this hero, you may ask?
Who was this hero?
Thank you for asking. None other than Sarah Palin, of course.
That's right, buddy. Don't you forget it.
Sarah loaded her customized snowmobile with a generous supply of weapons from her personal collection, including, of course, a grenade launcher, the Gatling gun, and the surface-to-air missile. She started up that snowmobile and went racing through the snow to Puff's lair. On the way, she paused to field dress a moose headed for a party.
Fred, your tie is crooked.
And to shoot down a few reindeer and a fat guy who was feeding them.
Rudolph, call 911.
Sarah soon arrived at Puff's lair, where she found the dragon tearing up little photos of Little Jackie Paper. So she took him out with a grenade launcher. And when he was gone, she sent El Bad Boy and his nasty friends on their way.
Bye-bye.
And that's why, even though our winter has been mild this year, you should not forget the milk and bread.
Now Jasper sent me down with a dollar and a dime. He says there's things I've been needing, boy, and now is the time. He said, when you buy the grits, why don't you put them in an envelope? 'Cause I got a new way of burning them, and it's called rope-a-dope. Now, rope-a-dope grits taste just like caviar. And Jasper says soon you'll be licking them from the jar. Now Jasper don't let it all go to his head. He said, oh, don't forget the milk and bread. Don't forget it, baby. Now Jasper said to JoJo, your nose is always in that book. But all JoJo had for Jasper was a very disparaging look. Cause JoJo pulls over that Bible like a racing form, handicapping ponies from before you were born. And you know the trifecta that JoJo plays the most. That's Mary and Martha and the Holy Ghost. And the Savior's words are all spelled out in red. He says, love thy neighbor, but don't forget the milk and bread. JoJo listens to Junior everywhere she goes. Cause Junior's got his very own radio show. But the station keeps on fading in and out. Ever since that FCC license been in doubt. And Junior's working hard just trying to make amends. Since his sister badmouthed the mayor and his friends. And the mayor's lackey took down every word she said. But all he could make out was don't forget the milk and bread. Don't forget it, bass man. Now Mayor says that Jezebel's the fairest of them all. And he has a picture up down at City Hall. And Jezebel's own mirror just keeps on breaking up. Cause she hauls it around in the back of a pickup truck. And folks just love to watch that glass bust over the side. Don't tell Jess to slow down, we already tried. Jezebel don't like people staring in her bed. She says, oh, mind your own milk and bread. Mind it a while, drummer, mind it. How about it for this band, ladies and gentlemen? Now Jezebel says to Johnny, you can do what you like. As long as you're out of the house on Saturday night. So Johnny goes down to that 7-come-11. 'Cause it's an ice cream sandwich and a stick-up heaven. The night clerk only keeps 20 in the drawer. Take it up with that day manager if you want any more. So Johnny paid for it all with the president long dead. The night clerk said, don't forget the milk and bread. Don't forget the milk and bread. Don't forget the milk and bread.
It's 5:02, and you're listening to the Firehouse Follies on your community radio station, WFHB, at 91.3 and 98.1 FM. Friends, what you are about to hear may be true, or it may be just a cautionary tale. You decide. Frankly, we don't care. The action begins around a conference table in a mysterious room in the back reaches of the State House in Indianapolis, Indiana, at an undisclosed time.
I didn't get a hump out of him. All right. Now, back to the agenda. Let's see. That takes care of the Mel Brooks jokes now. All right. We have gathered here today to discuss a matter of some gravity to the governor. Now, I can't stress the importance of secrecy strongly enough. Now, does anyone know that any of you are here? Mo?
Nah, they think I'm at an important meeting.
Larry?
Well, you all know I'm here. I don't think anyone else does.
I see. Curly?
I don't even know where I am. I came with Larry. How?
Idiot. You're in a top secret conference room, 666.
How beastly. How?
That's very good. Yeah, all right. Secrecy has been maintained. Now, look, we have not made this public yet, but the federal government has offered the state of Indiana a grant of $2,317.48 to study methods by which we can get Hoosiers to eat more vegetables. Now, the governor wants our feedback on this offer.
What's a vegetable?
What are Hoosiers? Ow!
You idiot. They were in that movie. I forget the title. And what's feedback?
All right, now. As you all know, the governor don't like taking federal money because the Pepsi brothers are opposed to it. But he's gotten a lot of flack for turning down a chance to get a grant for education, so he wants us to come up with a plan.
I think we need to get proactive here.
Ah, good idea. What's proactive mean?
Just a minute. Does this have anything to do with birth control? Or higher taxes? Or urban deer? Oh!
You idiot. What I mean is, we should go on the offensive.
You're just the man to do it, too. How do you propose to do that?
We turn the tables on them. We say that Indiana's a meat and potato state. And we don't have no truck with vegetables.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That could make my emu sales take flight.
Oh, yeah, well. And then what you're saying is we could make it illegal to sell or consume any vegetables in the state. Well, that would be a boost to Hoosier Pig Farms. And a thumb in the nose at the federal government and their policies of coddling the people. And we wouldn't have to take their lousy $2,317.48.
Yeah, but hey, there are some vegetables we might want to keep around.
Oh, yeah? Well, like what?
Well, like Freedom Fries. I'm pretty sure they're made of vegetables.
Yeah, and how about the frozen kind? Yep.
You idiot. They're made out of good, healthy chemicals.
Yeah, and how about tomato ketchup? Ronald Reagan himself said it's a vegetable. I think we need to be careful.
Okay, all right. Tell you what we'll do here. Let's make a list of vegetables, and then we can vote on them one by one and decide which ones will be allowed in post-nutrition Indiana.
That's a good idea.
All right. Smartphone. Compile a list of vegetables and then read them off one at a time.
Calculating. List compiled.
All right. Okay, now, gentlemen, vote yay or nay as the list is read. Okay, ready? Now, first vegetable.
Artichokes.
I don't know, Artie, personally, but I'd hate to see him choke. Hey, what was that for?
You idiot. He's pro-government coddling.
Hey. Next.
Kohlrabi.
That wasn't next.
Rutabagas.
You skipped the whole darn page there, doggone it.
What in the name of the holy T-Nights
is that? Go back to the list here. What? All right. Next.
Beets.
Nay.
Carrots.
Nay.
Sweet corn.
Oh, I like corn a lot. And it's popular in Indiana.
Yeah, and the scriptwriters obviously like it.
Oh, no.
You idiot. You're not supposed to mention them.
All right, now how do you vote?
Yay!
All right, next.
Green beans.
Hey, you can cook those with bacon.
Yay!
Avocados.
Yay!
Guacamole.
Yay!
Okra.
Nay.
Kohlrabi.
What in the name of the holy teabags is that?
Nay.
Rutabagas.
Wasn't he a high school basketball coach?
Nay.
Spinach.
Nay.
Wait a minute. If we don't allow spinach, we'd have to outlaw them Popeye cartoons.
Yay.
Kumquats.
Hey, whoa, can we say that on the radio?
Yay!
And our intrepid friends, I'm sorry, our intrepid committee worked far into the night, pausing only to eat several meat lovers' pizzas, to complete their monumental task of rewriting Hoosier culinary history.
Lentils.
What's a lentil?
A lentil is a type of legume.
Now speak English, phone. What's a legume?
Okay, dummy. A lentil is exactly like a small bean, only different. It has widely recognized nutritional value.
Nutritional value? No way.
Nay!
That completes the list. I'm leaving now. I've dropped 14 IQ points and 3 bars just being in the same room as you dingbats.
All right. Well, there's a good day's work, gentlemen. Now, we have determined that the following vegetables will be acceptable in the state of Indiana. As freedom fries, spinach, green beans, sweet corn, and ketchup. All other vegetables will be forbidden, and those on the most forbidden list include okra, lentils, rutabagas, and kumquats. Now, we need to pass an amendment to the state constitution to make all this legal.
And with that, the political battles began. Politicians weighed in with their opinions, both anti-vegetable.
Friends, these vegetables are evil. Would you let your child eat a kumquat or even look at one? Of course you wouldn't. I say let's boot them out of the state and never let them back again.
Yay!
And pro-vegetables.
Vegetables are our friends. They come from the earth, and they're good for you and me. They're
yeah, well, here's a rotten rutabaga for you, lady.
Oh, yum, yum, that's very tasty. Very tasty indeed.
A vote for vegetables is a vote against Hoosier values. We are a meat and potato state.
Yeah! But we really should eat more vegetables.
Veggies, veggies, rah, rah, rah.
Federal guidelines tell us that we should... No.
Sadly, calmer heads were unable to prevail. The issue was taken up by certain talk radio hosts.
I'm telling you, Crush, the people of Indiana are not going to be forced to eat vegetables just because the federal government says we should.
That's telling them, caller. The next thing you know, they're going to want you to eat snails or seafood.
Oh, my God. Can they go that far? Can they really? Yeah,
yes,
oh,
yes, they can. And they will. They're already spreading the vicious lies that potatoes are vegetables. Just like they did with OxyContin. It will only get worse. Eternal vigilance must be the main ingredient in the Hoosier culinary lifestyle, my friend. And you must never let your potato peeler down. Never!
And finally, the campaign was over and the voters went to the polls. With the new electronic voting machines, the results were known in minutes. The amendment passed with more than 18 million votes in Morgan County alone. Indiana became the first of what would eventually be 39 states to make certain vegetables forbidden.
Hear ye, hear ye. Henceforth and in the future, okra, kumquats, lentils, rutabagas, and other unspecified vegetables will no longer be permitted within the territorial borders of the state of Indiana. Anyone found to be harboring any undocumented vegetable shall be incarcerated.
One of the unforeseen side benefits to this new constitutional provision was the large number of people employed as border guards to stop the flow of forbidden vegetables. These jobs were quickly privatized, and the state made a handsome profit.
Okay. Stop the car. Okay. You want to get out? Stop to the back of the car, please. You want to open the trunk? Uh-huh. Okay. What's this in the brown paper bag? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I knew it. We got a zucchini. All right. Assume the position, veggie boy.
But I like zucchini. What could be the harm?
Harm? Everybody knows that a zucchini is a gateway vegetable leading to gay marriage. Hey, George, we got another veg head over here. Call for an ambulance. This one's gonna, we're gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, hey, oh, oh, ow.
Yeah, how you like zucchini now, lover boy?
Generations have passed since the Forbidden Vegetable Amendment became a part of the law of the state of Indiana, and now there are but a few people who remember what a kumquat even looked like, let alone what it tasted like. But there are still pockets of resistance, particularly around the People's Republic of Bloomington, where a few brave souls keep the faith.
Veggies, veggies, rah, rah, rah!
All the vegetables gave a spree. Put out a sign, said there's dancing at 9, and all the admission was free. There were peas and greens, cabbage and beans. It was the biggest crowd you ever seen. Old man Cucumber struck up a number. You should have heard them vegetables scream. little turnip top, but did the backwards flop. And the cabbage shook the shimmy, cause she couldn't stop. Little red bee just shook her feet, and the watermelon died from the cockeyed heat. The red tomato that agitator well shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man garlic got dead with the colic down at the barnyard dance, I say. Down at the barnyard dance. The backwoods flop. Cabbage shook the shimmy till she couldn't stop. The little red bee just shook her feet, and the watermelon died from the cockeyed heat. The red tomato that agitator well shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man garlic got dead with the colic. Down at the barnyard dance, I say. Down at the barnyard dance, I ain't lying. Down at the barnyard dance.
Let's welcome back to the stage the WFHB Gospel Girls.
Gospel Girls, why are you doing this song now?
I'm cold.
It is the dead of winter. We're going to welcome in the sun. It's coming around. Next week, the days are going to get longer.
Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 Sun, 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 here it comes.
Little darling, I feel the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Yes. Suzette Weakley, Sarah Flint, Kathy Norton.
Wow. We were all holding our breath, and they made every note. All right, here's a little tune.
Because you know I'm all about the bass,
no treble.
All about the bass,
no treble.
I'm all about the bass,
no treble.
I'm all
about the bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. You see those magazines, uh-huh. Working at Photoshop. Uh-huh. We know that stuff ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, uh-huh. Then raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size.
What should you do?
She said, boy, like a little more booty to hold at night.
That booty, booty, that booty, booty.
No, I won't be no stick figure, silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about the bass,
no treble.
I'm all about that bass,
no treble.
I'm all about that bass,
no treble.
I'm all about that bass.
I'm bringing booty back.
Go ahead and tell them skinny bitties that. No, I'm just playing. I know you think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size.
Cause you know I'm all about that bass,
no treble.
All about that bass,
no treble.
I'm all about that bass,
no treble.
I'm all about that bass,
don't you know?
I'm all about that bass.
WFHB Gospel Girls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of year when many people observe many celebrations that have great significance to them.
But we all acknowledge that all celebrations are equally as important as all others in the diverse and wonderful world we call Bloomington, Indiana. In keeping with this spirit, and to avoid the ire of our PC compliance officer, we'd like to present a new play for the season, our all-female version of A Seasonal Song.
We wish you a seasonally appropriate greeting.
We wish you a seasonally appropriate greeting.
We wish you seasonally appropriate greeting.
And lots of good beer.
Good afternoon. Is this the office of Scrooge and Marley?
And would you be Ms. Scrooge or Ms. Marley?
Neither. I acquired this business 2 years ago in a hostile takeover. I am... opera girl. And that's my toady, Rachet.
Welcome to our premises.
Oh, my.
What's the matter? You never see a height challenge zombie before?
Only on television. Is she dangerous?
Just during feeding time. You have 5 minutes.
Oprah, opera girl, didn't you used to be a famous opera singer?
That's right. The only opera singer in the world who accompanied herself on the violin.
That's me. Woo-hoo!
Well, then you should be happy we're here. We're collecting money for the Retired Sopranos Fund. There are many former opera singers who are near destitution. That's in the Martinsville area. They can't afford even champagne or caviar. Surely you could give them some money to help with this cause.
My name's Nada Shirley, and you'll be getting no money from me for those laughable excuses for human beings. Humbug, I say. Let them start a business like I was forced to do. Or they could join the undead, like Rachet here. Yeah. She was a soprano once, too, you know.
Can I eat them now, mistress? Please?
In 1 minute and 36 seconds.
I'm out of here.
Right behind ya.
Looks like you lost again, Rachet.
Please, mistress. I'm so hungry, and it is the holiday season.
The holiday season. Humbug! It's time to go home now, and I expect to see you precisely at opening time, the day after tomorrow.
Happy holidays, mistress.
Humbug! All seasons are the same, Rachet. How can people get so excited over what time of the year it is? Ah, home at last. I'll just have some leftover pizza and finish off that box of wine. Now, it's time for my TV show, the one about the cheerful poor girl who lives on the streets and collects money for public broadcasting. Downtown Abbey.
Oh, please, miss, could you spare a few pence to keep public television on the air?
Oh! What was that? It sounded just like...
Like me, Oprah. It sounded just like me. Your old partner, Sylvia Stromboli.
But Sylvia, you're...
Dead? Is that the word you're looking for?
Croaked. Kick at the bucket. Pushing up the daisies. Checked out.
Whatever. It is I, and with important things to tell you.
I don't believe it. How do I know you're not just a trick of my imagination? Maybe one of the anchovies on the pizza was undocumented. And why have you come to see me?
Oprah, when the politicians stopped funding the arts and redirected the money used to fund opera to reality shows like Parking Meter Wars, you and I lost our jobs, like every other soprano in the country.
It was horrible.
But unlike so many others, you and I kept our heads and went into business marketing ringtones for cell phones.
And I have a great new one. Listen, you've got a call!
That's decent. Then that good-looking young tenor who was in love with me poisoned my Metamucil because he thought I was having an affair with Fiddlin' Joe, even though all Joe wanted was to support my business.
I was so devastated that I very nearly took up folk music.
Well, folk music is the only musical form besides opera and country where plots as bad as this are tolerated. Still, you kept going.
I did, didn't I?
But you've never shed the bitterness. You still resent politicians and the lack of cultural sophistication in the American public.
Those Philistines, humbugs, one and all.
Oprah, you have to give up this negativity. If you don't, you'll wind up like so many of our number, destined to wander the world as spirits, never again able to sing beautiful songs about dying.
You mean there are more like you?
Open your window. As I was saying, the bitterness is poisoning you. You will be visited by three spirits tonight who will try to talk some sense into you. Listen to them, Oprah. Listen to them before it's too late. And now I must go.
Humbug! And I've missed Downtown Abbey. I guess it's time for bed.
Arise and come with us.
We have much to do.
Three of you? I thought you would come separately, not all at once.
Well, we were supposed to come separately.
But the show's budget got cut when they saw the script.
So we had to come at the same time to save money on sound effects.
Yeah. Can we get this started? I'm working on a new ringtone, and I need to get some sleep, so I'll be at my best tomorrow morning.
Very well.
Fasten your seatbelts.
And we'll be on our way.
Whoa! Slow down. Hey, I know this place.
With Boston Charlie, Walla Walla Wash, and Kalamazoo. Nora's freezing on the trolley. Swallow dollar cauliflower alligaroo. Don't we know archaic barrel? Lullaby, little boy, Louisville Lou. Trolley Molly, don't love Harold. Bula bula, Pensacola, hullabaloo. Bark us all, bow wows of folly. Polly Wally, cracker, toodaloo. Donkey Bonnie, brays a carol. Antelope, cantaloupe, lope with you.
Isn't that you among the merrymakers, Oprah?
You seem so happy.
You once so loved the seasonal spirit.
And now you're so cynical.
So unhappy.
What happened, Oprah?
It's true. I did once love the seasonal spirit. But look around you. Now we have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Krampus, Gluten-Free Baking Week, National Hand-Washing Awareness Month, Los Posadas, Tomato and Winter Squash Month.
Enough already.
It's the season.
For multiple holidays.
People moving like a sheep. Shopping and spending money constantly.
Cha-ching!
And that's not all. We have to listen to the little drummer boy over and over and over.
Rum, bum, 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 bum. Rum, they told me, ba, rum, bum, 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 bum. Rum, we must go out, my friend, ba, rum, bum, 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 bum. To sing this song again, ba, rum, bum, 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 bum. Rum, this song will never end. Ba ra ba bum bum, ra ba bum bum. It's really dumb, dum 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 dum. And the folks will scream. Ba ra ba bum 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 bum. Till we're done. Bum bum bum, ra ba bum bum.
Is it any wonder I've gone mad?
You know, she's got a point there.
Yeah, my credit card account was hacked on Cyber Monday.
Well, we still have to take her to the next stop. Yeah. It's in the script.
Do what you have to do. So, where are we now?
Do you not recognize the home of your toady, Ratchet?
It's creepy and it's kooky.
Mysterious and spooky.
Whatever they're eating looks altogether ooky.
Come, come, family, eat up. I was able to find 3 or 4 drunken tailgaters for our dinner tonight.
But, Mama, they have no taste at all.
Of course they don't. Didn't I say there were IU football fans?
I can't eat them. They taste like beer.
Children, eat those brains. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yuck! They're all skinny and stringy and filled with stuff about Hoosier Boo-Boo.
I'll have seconds, Mama. Thank you so much for this wonderful seasonal feast. I only hope that Miss Oprah Opera Girl is having as wonderful a feast as we are having.
Oprah Opera Girl? That washed-up soprano?
Yeah, she doesn't care about the seasons at all.
No, children. Keep the seasonal spirit and don't speak ill of the living.
Who's that small, deformed child who is so cheerful?
You don't know.
Why, that's Tiny Tina.
She will surely die without proper nourishment.
But I thought she was one of the undead.
It's complicated.
It requires a willing suspension of disbelief.
We've reached the end of our allotted lines. We must return you home now, Oprah Opera Girl.
I'm back in my own bed. What time is it? But what day is it? There is a girl out there. Young lady, what day is it?
Are you daft? It's seasonal feast day.
Ah, thank goodness. Young lady, is that group of politicians still for sale at Sweeney Todd's Zombie Butcher Shop?
Yeah. I saw them there.
Ah, goodie. They look so fat and contented. Go, buy the lot with this $100 bill, keep the change, and tell the butcher to deliver them to the Ratchet family.
Okay, where do they live, ma'am?
Just a minute, I'll ask my GPS. GPS, locate the Ratchet family.
Ratchet family? They any relation to Nurse Ratchet? I got no idea where they live.
This will never work. I'll need to reset this.
Ow! Recalculating.
Never ask a man for directions.
The Ratchet family exists at 123 Undead Lane. Proceed 3.2 miles down Bad Script Boulevard and turn left on Undead Lane. Proceed through the cemetery gates another 0.87 miles to the Ratchet Hovel.
And so, with the infusion of nutrients from a group of politicians who had probably never before done anything of benefit for their constituents, Tiny Tina recovered to full zombiehood, and Oprah Opera Girl observed seasonal feast day evermore.
May the force bless us, each and every one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Harpeth Rising.
Thank you.
Thank you. So probably the most commonly asked question we get is, what is a harpeth? But a close second to that would be, does Indiana University really have a classical banjo program? Unfortunately, we have to answer no to that. I got my degree playing the viola, which has one very important thing in common with the banjo, and that is a sense of humor. It's the butt of every bluegrass joke for the banjo, the butt of every orchestra joke for the viola. And I started to play the banjo because Jordana invited me to a bluegrass festival in her hometown, just an hour south of here, of Paoli, Indiana. So I started to teach myself banjo after that via YouTube, and we started playing together and had the good fortune of getting connected with Maria. And we started off playing a bunch of fiddle tunes, a bunch of Jordana's father's songs, actually. We have a whole album of his songs, and then also a bunch of classic rock tunes. So today's a little bit of a return to our roots. And before we play this last classic rock tune that bridges a lot of genre divides for us, I want to say a big thank you to WFHB and Firehouse Follies for having us back. Thank you.
Harpeth Rising. Folks, some of you may have seen the recent news story that scientists are now 99.999% certain that the skeleton found underneath that parking lot in England is that of King Richard III. The unusual suspects present this modest update of some of Shakespeare's most famous lines.
A Porsche! A Porsche! My kingdom for a Porsche! Forsooth, O glorious king, though your rule be in full terror over this domain of lot parking, herein shall you find but not even a single Porsche. Nay, verily, how lucky we lucky few shall be to find even the humblest Toyota for you, good king, to wire most hottedly.
Splud, I guess that's the way the Mercedes bends.
Time marches on. And here are the Firehouse Rounders with a song written and sung by Mr. Richard Torstrick.
I was always taught that you should look before you leap. It's the only way to keep from getting stung. Then I spotted you, and the next thing that I knew, I found my stinger coming all unstrung. I'm looking, I'm leaping, I'm drooling over you. You're the finest looking girl in the country mile. You're a heart stopper, eye popper, you're the one for me. Honey, you got what it takes to make me smile. I never thought I'd find a girl who'd take a chance on me, let alone someone who looks the way you do. But when I tipped my glass, I know I saw you wink at me, and now my corks are popping over you. I'm looking, I'm leaping, I'm drooling over you. You're the finest looking girl in a country mile. You're a heart stopper, eye popper, you're the one for me. Honey, you got what it takes to make me smile. When I came to you and asked if we could talk a while, you grinned and said, "Not now, I gotta go." Then this big guy waved at you and you ran up to him. You left me standing here so all alone. I'm whining, I'm pining since you rejected me. I'm so brokenhearted, I just can't go on. I'm crying, I'm dying, I'm sad as I can be. You stole my heart away and now you're gone. You stole my heart away and now you're gone.
And that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College for underwriting this show, and to J. Lynn Designs and Fine Print for their further support. Thanks to Harpeth Rising for joining us today. And to the Gospel Girls, Kathy Norton, Suzette Weekly, Sarah Flint, and Ginger Curry. The Firehouse Rounders were music director Richard Torstrick on fiddle, band leader Jason Fickle on guitar, Ross Eiler on keyboards, Danny Deckard on drums, and Neil Heidler on bass. The Unusual Suspects were Mark Blackwell, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Mike Leonard, Brandy Roberts, Brian Roberts, Becky Staff, Hondo Thompson, and honorary suspect Maria Oprah Opera Girl DiMaglio. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound by Jim Lang and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Marion Connedy, Ian Winningham, Dan Witherd, Ilza Ackerbergs, and Cheryl Mitchell, with Caleb Winningham serving as studio engineer. Hi, Caleb! A well-fed crew is a happy crew, and we'd like to thank Avers, Dats, the Irish Lion, and Quaff On for making us happy. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Up Agus and the residents of Occupy Sesame Street. Stage manager was Dan G-Man Salvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of March 1st for the next Firehouse Folly!